This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 3 months from today in France, the U.S. women's national soccer team begins its defense of its World Cup title. It's a very popular team, and it's taking the U.S. Soccer Federation to court, alleging that there's pay discrimination based on gender. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
According to the complaint, the women's national team in the 2015 World Cup earned a third of the bonus pay given to the men's team, even though the women won their cup. The plaintiffs argued that if each team played 20 exhibition matches, each man would earn 13 grand per game, each woman, 5. Stephanie Vardavas is an independent sports lawyer.
These numbers are shocking and are pretty vivid illustrations of severe inequities in pay.
28 members of the women's team are suing the U.S. Soccer Federation, which also employs the men's team. The federation had no comment, but it's argued in the past that pay differences are not due to gender and that the men's team is more lucrative. The outcome will matter far beyond soccer, says labor and sports lawyer Marissa Pollack at Shoemaker, Loop & Kendrick.
This is a really significant case, not just for sport law, but gender equity and pay equity.
The players are seeking damages and back pay. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.